Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, May 20th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, 3 active warrants in Hardy County. Brandy Shea Curry has 2 local warrants, 1 for failure to appear for 4 counts of grand theft, $300 or more, less than $5,000, and 1 for failure to appear for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia or use. And Rosanna Sanchez has a local warrant for burglary of an unoccupied dwelling. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or to remain anonymous, contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. And the City of Bowling Green municipal offices will remain closed today for repairs to the City Hall offices. All services will remain the same while offices are closed. If you need assistance, call 863-375-2255. Your local events, Central Florida Shine 10U softball team is looking to add girls to their roster birth year 2011 or 2012. They will host open tryouts at 9 a.m. on May 22nd at 1001 McLeod Road in Frostproof. There is no cost to try out. For more information, you can call 863-528-1331 or 863-557-3650. Do you have a teen driver or a child who will soon be a teen driver? The Wauchula Police Department will be hosting a teen driving education class on Saturday, May 22nd from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Wauchula Train Depot. If you're interested, please RSVP with Lieutenant T. Ford at 863-773-3265, or you can email tfort@wauchulapolice.com. And Hardy District Schools and the Early Learning Coalition of Florida's Heartland will have their summer voluntary pre-K program, and you can register for free by going online to elcfloridasheartland.org. For questions, you can call 941-255-1650. Your jobs here in Hardy County: the City of Wauchula is looking for a water and sewer distribution maintenance worker. A high school diploma or GED and driver's license are required, and a Class 3 distribution system operator license is preferred. Rock Solid Concrete is looking for a block mason or laborer. A driver's license is required, and Van Colin Management is looking for a recruiter. 1 year of recruitment experience and U.S. work authorization are required. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles or moving any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com, where you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out, feels like 85, mostly sunny, a 7% chance of rain, air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 11, extreme, winds east-northeast to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 20, humidity is slightly humid, 41%, the dew point 56, cloud cover 26%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:06 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, partly cloudy and windy, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30. Tonight, mostly clear, then the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, windy with highs in the upper 80s, east winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30. And Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid 60s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. We'll go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Senate last week approved the nomination of Dr. Jule Bronaugh as Deputy USDA Secretary. Most recently, Bronaugh was Virginia's Agriculture Commissioner and previously was the Virginia State Executive Director for USDA's Farm Service Agency. The National Pork Producers Council looks forward to working with Bronaugh on issues of importance to U.S. pork producers. Once sworn in, she'll be the first woman of color to serve as USDA's Deputy Secretary. Retail fresh produce sales totaled $5.4 billion in April, down 3.6% from 2020, but up 10.3% from 2019. The Packer.com reports fresh fruit sales were up 1.5% and fresh vegetable sales were down 8.8%. According to IRI, vegetables faced a higher bar than fruit in the year-over-year comparison for April, given the huge sales increase for potatoes, onions, and other cooking vegetables in the early days of COVID-19. A federal appeals court has upheld a damages award of $25 million to a California man who contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after decades of exposure to Roundup. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit upheld the lower court verdict that found Roundup was a substantial factor in causing his illness, and the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act does not preempt state law claims. Monsanto argues it did not know and could not have known that glyphosate caused cancer back in 2012.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Southeast timber farms haven't been immune to the surging prices of lumber, which have soared at least 30% compared to last year. Hank Steller, a University of Missouri Extension forestry specialist, says while wood, particularly products made from spruce pine, have also felt the impact of COVID, the pandemic is not the only factor.
They're actually selling on the export markets. They're exporting wood that is produced here because they can make more money. The home builders don't like that, and homeowners don't like that because that's reduced supply. Our changing climate, we're getting a lot more warmer, warmer climates. So our beetle populations are growing, and they are just ravaging the forests of British Columbia and the Pacific Northwest.
Steltzer said when COVID entered the pandemic status, several mills slowed down, believing demand would slow, but didn't anticipate the extended time spent at home creating demand for improvement projects.
It's been a perfect storm. There's been an ongoing dispute between Canada and the United States. That was our, we get a lot of our wood from Canada because a lot of our federal lands, out west, 90% that feeds the mills out there, like I say, that feeds our framing material. So when we don't harvest as much here, they would rely upon Canadian imports. And we had a little thing called a trade war. That dispute's been going on way before the last couple of years.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. Now I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks broadly lower in afternoon trading as the market's downturn entered a third day. Meanwhile, the price of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies dropped sharply, causing a surge of selling that caused an outage in the website of the online brokerage Coinbase, whose stock began trading publicly just over a month ago. The S&P 500 down 1%. Bitcoin's price was down 10.5% to around $38,561, according to the crypto news site CoinDesk. The Dow fell 164 points today to close at 33,896. The NASDAQ was off 4 points to 13,299. The S&P 500 dropped 12 to 4,115. New York oil fell $2.13, closing at $63.36 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Seattle was no-hit earlier this month by Baltimore's John Means, and now it was Spencer Turnbull handcuffing the Mariners last night for the fifth no-hitter of the Major League season. The Tigers' right-hander, who led the big leagues with 17 losses 2 years ago and has never gone more than seven innings in his previous 49 starts, struck out nine and walked two in Detroit's 5-0 win at Seattle.
Going into the ninth, I'm going to be nervous. This is crazy, but I'm going to go out there and keep doing the same thing, and I'm going to keep the whole night. I was like, I am not going to be afraid to make any pitches. I'm not going to second guess or doubt or have any fear about anything. I'm just going to go attack. To hit one, to hit one.
Justin Verlander was the last Tiger pitcher to toss a no-hitter in 2011. Toronto beat Boston 8-0. Blue Jays manager Charlie Montoya.
And the biggest thing today for me was we scored 6 runs after 2 outs.
Minnesota beat Chicago 5-4, Tampa Bay 13-6 over Baltimore. It was New York 7, Texas 4, Cleveland 6, the LA Angels 5, and Oakland 6-5 over Houston. This is Esser in Sports. In the National League, Miami took a 3-1 lead when Jazz Chisholm Jr. hit a 2-run homer off a 100-mile-per-hour fastball from Jose Alvarado in the top of the 8th, but the Phillies answered in the bottom half with 7 runs. An 8-3 win over the Marlins. San Francisco topped Cincinnati 4-2. It was New York 4-3 over Atlanta. St. Louis 5, Pittsburgh 2. Los Angeles 9, Arizona 1. San Diego 2-1 over Colorado in 10 innings. Chicago 6, Washington 3. The interleague game at Kansas City Black, Milwaukee 2-0. In the NBA play-in tournament, it was Indiana 144, Charlotte 117.
Boston 118, Washington 100. In the NHL playoffs, Pittsburgh tied their series with New York with a 2-1 win over the Islanders. Penguins forward Brian Rust says the Pens wanted to begin stronger in Game 2 of their series with the Islanders than they did in Game 1.
Get out there, have a good start, create some momentum, and obviously when you score the first goal, there's no better way of doing that.
Tampa Bay beat Florida 3-1, the Lightning up 2-0 in that series. Vegas was a 3-1 win over Minnesota to tie their series at 1. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: an optimist believes that we live in the best world, and a pessimist is afraid that might be true. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.